And now, from the DTC Sports Broadcast Studio, it's time for another episode of The Box Score, the weekly Middle Tennessee High School sports podcast for all things sports in Cannon, DeKalb, Gordonsville, Smith, and Watertown. Featuring your hosts, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair.
Welcome to The Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restoration. Terry Collins, Murphy Fair, and Justin Malden, as always, doing a great job. And Murphy, regular season over, playoffs are here.
Everybody's 0-0 right now, those that are still playing anyway are, and it's easily one of the most exciting times of the year. First of all, you got to get there, and then when you get there, how long can you stay?
And you know, records, you can kind of throw those out the window, Murphy. You never know, because you see every year some number one seeds to fall, number four seeds from a corresponding region knocks them out. This year, with all four regions involved in your little pod, it's not like you're going to see the same team from your region or corresponding region, like region three and region four, playing each other till you get to the semifinals. That's changed.
It'll be interesting who's going to knock Dobbins Bennett out this year.
Right.
You know, there's been, four or five times in the last 10 or 15 years that They've gone in number one at 10-0 and lose in the first round to somebody from Knoxville. So and it's going to happen again this year. When we get to my picks, I've listed nine games that I think the lower seed is probably going to win the ball game.
Right. So let's go ahead and look at the Owls and the Tigers. They met in Gordonsville last Thursday night, not Friday night. Gordonsville finishes the season 10-0, first time I think since 1986. A dominating performance for them. Murphy, they had right at 34 minutes of time of possession in the ball game compared to the Owls 14. And when you look at 66 total snaps on the offense for Gordonsville compared to 29 for the Owls, that was a big thing, and their running game and playing keep away was big for the Tigers.
Actually, the score was a little closer than what I expected it might be, because Gordonsville has put an awful lot of points on the scoreboard this year, and kudos to Smith County for playing as well as they did. I think it's been a tough year for the black and gold, but they're in the postseason, and anything can happen once we start in November.
289 total yards for Gordonsville and only 94 for the Owls, which was a big part of that ball game. Both teams played extremely hard. Let's go ahead and look at some individual numbers. First for Gordonsville, Turner Booker, 16 rushes, 122 yards and a score. Lee Scurlock, he was just a battering ram, 14 carries, 62 yards and a couple of scores. And then Caden Mason for the Owls, 7 rushes, 41 yards, and the Owls only touchdown, which came in the fourth quarter. But it was the third down and fourth down conversions which were key for Gordonsville. Of course, we didn't have that stat up there, but they were 8-for-13 on third down.
Wow.
And 4-for-5 on fourth down, including a fake punt, which I think they wound up scoring on. So Coach Steven Jackson's team was huge on third and fourth down conversions.
Well, when you look at time of possession, that was so one-sided, it's pretty obvious that they were in four down territory all night long.
That's for sure.
The most of it.
Did not punt a single time. Let's go ahead and look at Forest and Watertown. Forest, the Rockets get the win over Watertown, 35-28. Quinch Mitchell for Forest High School, a huge night, 36 rushes, 243 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And Murphy, he had to be one sore young man come Saturday morning.
Yeah, without a doubt. Forrest has been a tough one to pick this year, but we'll find out how good they are. They open up, let's see, with Chattanooga Prep, which is a very, very quick team.
Right.
And if they do get lucky enough to get past that, they got to go against number 10-0 Gatlinburg-Pittman. So they've got a tough row in the first couple of rounds for sure.
For the Rockets, Micah Morgan, 16 carries, 135 yards. So when you look, Murphy, Watertown could not slow down Forrest's rushing attack, because that's 278 yards just with those two ball carriers, which is a lot of ground. And Garrett Davis, 13 of 19, 180 yards, 3 touchdowns, 16 rushes for 70 yards and the fourth score. And then Jesse Bratcher, 7 receptions for 70 yards and a score. But unable to stop the rush, which hurt them in their game one loss to Smith County, proved to be the difference in this ball game that was at Forest.
And the Purple Tigers have got their work cut out for them too. They've got to go to Tyner Academy, a very, very traditional, rich team. And if they're lucky enough to get past that one, they're probably going to have to face Unicoi County. And we know about Unicoi County.
Yes,
even
we do.
It was 50 years ago.
It was 1985.
Yeah.
Looking at Cannon County, a big win for them, 39-0 over Trouser County. They wrap up the number two seed in Region 4-2A. Eli Garrett, another phenomenal night, 13 of 20, 268 yards, three touchdowns and interception. Jaden Shannon, 12 carries, 105 yards and three scores. And then Andrew Alexander, four receptions, 95 yards and two scores.
You know, the one thing that impresses me the most about Cannon County this year is the fact that when we go through these scoreboards and stats, it's a different group of kids almost every week.
Right.
They've got so much depth at the skill positions. And I really like the draw that they got in the brackets. They've got a chance to win maybe three games in the postseason. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be big. Let's go ahead and look at Livingston and DeKalb. Steve Trapp, we'll have him on a little bit later. He announced his retirement after 21 years as the head coach for DeKalb County. They get a big 33-14 win over Livingston. Always been a huge rivalry. John Hendricks, 6 for 16, 104 passing yards, a touchdown, but then 21 rushes for 81 yards. Cecil Ketchum, 8 carries for 98 yards and a score. And then Ryan Lyons, 70-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. And he also had two receptions for 41 yards and a score. For Livingston, Adrian Jenkins had a passing touchdown, and Andrew Gooseby had a running touchdown. But Livingston's kind of hit the skids after, what, a 5-0 start where they kind of got started. And, of course, Caleb Qualls is the first-year head coach.
I know Steve Trapp probably wouldn't want to be called Gipper, but I think the kids really responded to win one for him as he closed out his coaching career.
Let's go ahead and look at the Class 2A bracket. Of course, some of these games are being moved, and I'll go ahead and let you know that. Some are being moved, even as we speak, from Friday to Thursday. So just because you see it up there, it's Friday at 7 p.m., check with your local school because that could change, Murphy, and we've seen some. I know York and Gordonsville has changed. I know Upperman has changed. Check with your school before you tear out and go. But, Murphy, when you look at that bracket up in the top half of the bracket, you got to think that Happy Valley, who has only been challenged by South Greene, had 9 blowout wins. Of course, you got Marion County, the defending state champion, you're looking at, Murphy. But still, I don't know that Marion is as loaded as they were last year.
No, they were very senior heavy last year, and that was part of the reason for their great success last year. But the one thing that kind of makes me think along the same route is Grundy County. They're 7-3, and those 7 wins are against teams that won 3 or fewer games all season long.
So look at, Gordonsville, you look at Happy Valley, I think it's two teams to look at in that top half of the bracket. Let's go ahead and look at the Class 3A bracket. When you look at that, Murphy, we're not going to go over every game, but there should be some very interesting first round games that I think will be extremely close.
A whole lot of people are really excited about 3A this year because Alcoa is not in it anymore.
That's true.
And they have 10 straight state championships.
Right. Let's go ahead and look at the 4A bracket. When you look at that, Murphy, of course, Alcoa now a member of 4A, and it's hard not to think that they're going to run the gauntlet and get through. Of course, you got Upperman right there who is going to be waiting in round 2. And Upperman, of course, would have them in Baxter. But that's a matchup that you used to not see till the semifinals.
The most interesting thing about the 4A bracket is the fact that there's not a single team in there that went 10-0.
Right. And we'll have an interview with Steve Trapp, the head coach for DeKalb County, when we return to the box score brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Pavement pavement restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you look at the big picture, you're really looking at family. Nothing means more to you than their safety. DTC Security gives you the peace of mind to live your life your way, helping you connect what matters most, no matter where you are or what you do.
Your home deserves an all-star defense. For just $49.99, get a system with a touch keypad, 3-window or door sensors, motion detector, key fob, and standard installation.
Helping you live life your way. We're DTC Security.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile together. Hard work, real pride, good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking, driven by purpose, powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more.
And welcome into the Box Score, Terry Collins along with Murphy Fair, and always Justin Malden doing a great job for us. And a sad day for us, Murphy, in that Steve Trapp is no longer the coach at DeKalb County High School. After 21 seasons, he's always been one of our favorites and will continue to be. And I think, you know, when I talked to Steve at length, after I heard about Friday night's decision, as did you, he's just one of the good guys that we enjoy interviewing.
You're supposed to jump in now, Steve, and say thank you very much.
Well, tell us, hey, I appreciate that. I mean, I've always, you know, when I got this job, I always said, you know, part of, you know, building and sustaining a high school football program is, you know, having the media on your side. So, because what you guys do for high school players, and Murphy, you're called the guru for a reason, and how you used to do it in the book, and you know, all the games you've seen and all the people you've met. I mean, it's an important element, you know, to promote these programs, you know, to promote these kids. And, you know, so I'm grateful that, you know, you guys see me in the light that you see me, because it means a whole lot coming from you guys, because, like I said, you've been around a lot of coaches and players and seen games, and the things that you have said to me personally, you know, about the way, you know, DeKalb County football has been, you know, since I've been here, is it warms my heart, and I'm grateful.
Hey, I've got one major question for you. Every time I see that picture that comes up on the screen during this interview, are you going to keep working out in the weight room like you have been all these years?
Yes. I mean, I've made the comment, you know, already to people around here. I said, you know, I do believe that I've earned the right to be in that building when I need to. And, you know, I'm out here at sunup every morning. I've been here, you know, even this week, I've been out here at daylight. And that's usually when I get my workouts in, and, you know, that's something that I want to continue to do, and, you know, something I've done for a long time, you know, and a lot of it, you know, here recently has been done, you know, just, you know, if old coach is doing it, then, you know, we need to do it as well, you know, but, you know, that's a part of my life. It's not a hobby. It's a lifestyle. It's not something I enjoy all the time, but, you know, I think it's something that's beneficial, and it is something that I want to continue to do.
Coach Trapp, how satisfied was it for you, for your team, to play one of their better games of the year? I know you played well against Friendship, but to play that against Livingston, a big rival, in your final game, and to get the win, how big was that? And I'm not saying it's all-time your best win, by no means, but it had to be pretty sweet, knowing that that was your final game, and to get the W.
Well, I mean, under the circumstances for me personally, you know, it was huge. It's a moment, you know, and it was not my intention to, you know, break that or put that out there or even tell the team, you know, prior to the game, you know, I was, because it was senior night, and it's about those guys, and it still was about those guys. But, you know, with my pregame speech after our pregame meal, the way it was going and the way it was weighing on me, you know, it come out, you know, and I'm glad that it did now, you know, and I even told the guys multiple times, even after it come out, you know, because, you know, a bunch of them come up and embraced me and spoke, well, this one's for you, coach, this one's for you. And, you know, my first thought is, well, why hadn't all of them been? But no, that, you know, my first thing to them was, you know, no, it's not about me. It's never been about me. And if you will simply play for each other and play for these seniors that's never going to play again, in the end, you will ultimately take care of me. And, you know, and I relayed that to them multiple times after that. But, you know, it wasn't my intentional, my original plan. You know, I knew this, you know, probably 5-6 weeks ago that this was coming. And, you know, I told my coaches and my wife and you know, just a few people, but, you know, I was going to wait, you know, but I'm glad that it did come out. And, you know, if they did have a little extra, you know, motivation, you know, so be it. You know, I don't want to take that away from them. Y'all have interviewed me a lot, and I've always said, you know, ultimately their motivation should be the opportunity to play and impact people with the sport of football. But, you know, if they ever garner any extra motivation that makes them play better or more focused, so be it. But it was, you know, we've played good football this year. We've just not been consistent at it, you know, for four quarters. You know, we're in games with Sparta. We're in games with Stone Memorial. And, you know, then we just kindly lose it, you know. So it was a tight ball game there with them. And then, you know, we just kept plugging away, and it turned out in our favor. But, you know, for those – and I've been telling them all week that – you know, this is going to be the last game for a lot of people. You know, we've got seniors, we've got their parents who may not ever come to a game. They might only be coming because their kids are playing, grandparents, family members. And, you know, so let's just make sure that we take care of all those people, you know, leading up to, I understood that it was going to be mine as well. But for to win, and you don't get an opportunity to win your last game very often, you know, unless you are playing in the state championship and you win it. You know, so if you go to the playoffs, you know, a lot of times you end your season on the loss. So to be able to have that opportunity and those guys that won't play again and their family members to walk away from this football field one more time as a winner, you know, that was a good moment.
Steve, I think all too often fans look at a coach's record and use that to determine how good a coach they were. But from my point of view, it has nothing to do with how many games you won, how many games you lost. It's how many kids did you win and how many kids did you lose. And I know that as much as you're going to miss being on the sideline, it's not going to be about calling plays or winning ball games. It's the kids. And I talked to you earlier today, and you said you still got 9 more years before you can fully retire. You're still going to be affecting kids in a very positive manner from the classroom, not necessarily on the football field.
Definitely. I mean, that philosophy is, you know, I just feel, you know, we're created to do that. You know, that's what we are called to do, is to impact people. And, you know, fortunately for me, you know, sports has been a part of my life. This will be, you know, other from when I was born up until 6 or 7 year old, sports has been a part of my life, you know, the whole entire time. This will actually be the first time where, okay, it's technically not, but to impact people, you know, and I say this in Sunday school all the time, is, you know, no matter what it is that you're doing, you know, I say, if you're a banker, a garbage picker-upper, whatever it may be, you know, you can impact people. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to use the football field to do that. But that's still a philosophy that I have. And it's one that we should have as human beings. And, you know, what makes that challenging is, you know, ourselves and other human beings. But that, I just feel that that's what we're called to do. And, you know, it was a good weekend in the fact that, you know, just, and I want to take this time and this moment and these interviews that I get to do just to express my gratefulness, not just my thankfulness, but my gratefulness, you know, for all those that have reached out, all the players, you know, coaches I've coached against, you know, the community, and then just all the messages and outpouring of love and support, and just said, hey, you know, you, we're proud of you. Congratulations. And, you know, I think I've cried more this weekend than I have probably in 20 years. But I do want to take this time to say thank you to all those. And, you know, there's those that I have been reaching out personally as well that just have meant a whole lot to me and that's helped me. You know, the only thing I'll take credit for here is to have a vision of what we wanted this to be. And it's took a lot of people to help me do that. And, you know, I want to feel like that has been done. But ultimately, like my dad used to tell me, he never bragged on me a lot. But he told me if I did a good enough job, other people would do it for me. So I'll leave that up to other people to determine, you know, if I'm a success or a failure. You know, ultimately, I'm one game under 500 for my career. You know, that start didn't help me none. But I did sleep with peace this weekend and woke up, you know, feeling okay. And good with the decision that I've made.
Sounds to me like your dad's a pretty smart guy.
I love him. Hey, look, I mean, a lot of the things that I learned how to do that allowed me to build what we built and the work ethic and the mindset of simply, hey, if I don't know how to do something, I'm going to figure it out. My mom and dad put that in me. You know, I seen my mom work and I seen my dad, you know, hey, I'd like to try this. And, you know, if he didn't know how to do it, he would figure it out. And if it was good, great. If it wasn't, he'd keep going till it was. And, you know, I'd like to think I'm the same way. My grandfather was a huge impact on, he was just really good at, you know, bringing people together, you know, for a common cause and all that. But I do want to take the time to a big shout out to my uncle Clarence Trapp, because, you know, you've heard me tell the story about, you know, this all started with me being a water boy at a junior pro game, and he was the one that invited me. You know, so I tell everybody, and he, as an assistant coach, there was one year he did junior pro, middle school, and high school all at the same time. And I'm wanting to say he had 17 or 18 years of experience as an assistant coach here in this county. You know, that's, you know, I don't think anybody's done it longer than that. You know, but, and I told him, you know, say, if it wasn't for you, DeKalb County football wouldn't be what it would be because I wouldn't be here. You know, so I do want to take this moment to really give him a lot of props as well.
Well, Steve Trapp, you're a class act. Best of luck to you. I know you're going to be looking for something to do after from 8 till 3, or I guess you get there at 6 and do your workout. You know, maybe you've got DTC TV in your future down the road.
He can always build another house or two if he needs to. Also.
Well, I mean, I could do that. And like I said, I'm going to enjoy, which at the end of the season up until January, I always enjoyed relaxing. You know, this Saturday I'll be able to start getting up in the deer woods, and that's always been a release and kind of a sanctuary for me, just to go sit there and just let it all melt away and, you know, kindly try to get recharged, because it all starts back that first week of January. I don't know if it really all got recharged last year during that time, and knowing that plays a little bit into it. There's a lot of things that plays into this decision, and, you know, at the end of the day, the couple of comments I've made is, you know, I'm tired, and I could finish that statement in a lot of different ways, and you know, and the promises that I made when they gave me the job, there was two, and that was to work extremely hard to make DeKalb County football something that this town and community could be proud of, and that I would coach here or I would coach nowhere. I think I fulfilled those promises, and again, I'm just grateful for the opportunity to have the impact that I've had. I'm grateful for all those that have lent a hand, that's got their hands dirty with me on all the construction and building that we've done, and you know, I couldn't have done it without this community and the people that's helped me. And then all the players, you know, it's just a lot of them has reached out. And that 20-year night was just, that was extremely, extremely special to me, and to be able to see those guys. And, you know, they always said you really don't know the impact you made until years down the road. But I've seen that here in the last few weeks, and it's really warmed my heart, and I'm grateful.
Coach Trapp, best of luck, and appreciate you visiting with us here on the Box Score.
I appreciate it, fellas. Thank you.
See you, Steve.
And we've been talking to head coach Steve Trapp, who resigned after his final game last Friday night, a win over Livingston. We will take a break, and we'll have an interview with Kyle Shoulders from Macon County. As we remind you, you're watching Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner owned and operated full-service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile together. Hard work, real pride, good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking, driven by purpose, powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more.
Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
Here with Macon County head football coach Kyle Shoulders. And Kyle, you've felt that X on your back all year, being the defending state champion. And I know you're coming out 7-3, but, you know, and they're playing a team at 6-4. But Kyle, really, everybody's 0-0.
You're right. And that's kind of been our message since that last second ticked off there at Upperman, that, you know, now we're entering a new season. We have played the first 10 games with a lot of youth and inexperienced guys on the field, and hopefully through that process we've been able to grow and mature and get more weathered in a sense, and hopefully it'll pay dividends come this second season of us.
Kyle, you've got 10 games behind you, and there's always a bunch of nagging injuries. Almost every team that I could call would say, yeah, we've got one, two, three kids out that are really struggling right now. What about you? How healthy are the Macon County Tigers right now?
Well, you must be a fly on the wall, Murph, because I tell you, we have had more injuries, just the number of those this year, than maybe any season that I've ever been a part of, you know. And I think you go back and you look at last year, what we were able to achieve, and you just think about how fortunate and how much luck really goes into something like that with keeping your guys healthy for 15 weeks. And this year, it's been a battle right now. Friday night, we plan to line up offensively with two offensive linemen remaining from our starting offensive line that we started the season with, and one of those two has been moved to a different position on the offensive line. So it has been a fight, a battle for us to try to overcome some of those things, but I think that has developed a lot of character within our team too, because they've had to fight through that adversity, and it has caused some obstacles to try to overcome. But our guys have continued to compete and you know, just do whatever we've asked of them, whether that's move to a new position or whatnot. And, you know, really and truthfully, in the grand scheme of things, it's been pretty special to watch them, you know, take some ownership of some of those things.
Coach, when you look at your region, you've got Upperman, you've got Stone, You've got White County. You've got some awfully good teams in that region. And I know it was kind of a gauntlet last year, but with the new format this year, looks like you may could get, if you can get by the first two rounds, a team that really struggles in the playoffs in Alcoa. But then you're looking at maybe Elizabethan after that. So coach, your road to get to Chattanooga is littered with very, very strong teams.
Yeah, I really think the road to Chattanooga really goes through the east when you start talking about Alcoa and Upperman and Anderson County and Greenville, and they're just a lot of quality, high-powered, tradition-rich programs there that are on this side. But you know, for us, we've got to take it one week at a time. You know, Red Bank is a very tradition-rich program as well. There've been phenomenal talent that has come through there each and every year, and they've had a lot of success themselves over the years. So. You know, I feel like, you know, if we're playing our A game, we can line up and compete with the best of them. However, probably our B or C game probably isn't good enough to beat any of them. So, for that being the sake, we're going to have to just make sure that we take care of some things that we can control with penalties and turnovers, in which has plagued us a little bit this year.
Kyle, what has Red Bank run this year offensively that has put them in the position that they're in now? Have you seen enough huddle footage that you feel like you know that team pretty well?
Yeah, we do. You know, really and truthfully, you know, we alluded to it a little earlier ago about the number of times that Macon and Red Bank have faced each other in the playoffs. We kind of feel like it's our home away from home, but. You know, Red Bank hasn't changed. They're running the same things offensively. They're going to stay in the gun and spread you out majority of the night. They're going to be in 3-by-1, 2-by-2. They like to throw the deep ball. They like to throw the short intermediate throw to let them catch it in space and make something happen. And then they're, you know, they mix in some zone scheme along with some gap scheme run stuff that makes it challenging to defend both, much less when you start running those things with the caliber of athlete that they've got across the field. So, you know, they oppose a great challenge for us. I think their style of play is somewhat different than ours. So that has boded well for us in the past, and that's hurt us in the past. We went down there a time or two and lost, and we went down there and won as well. So I think for us, it's going to have a lot to do with, you know, the couple of those things that I mentioned earlier about just, man, we got to just hold on to football and not turn it over and try to eliminate some of the silly penalties that we have caused to start out some drives in the recent past.
Coach, when you look about a 2.5-hour drive from Lafayette down to Chattanooga Red Bank, you know, you just go to Cookeville, hit 111, and, you know, it turns into 27 at Sail Creek, and you're there. But I think the one thing that Macon County will do is they'll show up and support you, and it won't be a tremendous home field advantage for Red Bank because you travel so well.
Yeah, you know, and I've often said that's what makes this place so special. Naturally, it's really special here to me, being an alumni from here. However, I think that any fan of high school football can really appreciate and admire the fan base here at Macon County, the support they provide for their student athletes, and. You know, they are. You're exactly right. They're going to show up. They're going to fill up their side of the stadium. We're going to be probably loud and obnoxious, and hopefully that gives us some type of competitive advantage. I know that it sure does make our program, our boys, feel good being able to take the field with that level of support.
Well, Kyle Shoulders, we appreciate you visiting with us here on the Box Score, and best of luck to Macon County as they travel down to Northern Hamilton County and take on Chattanooga Red Bank.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you continuing to include us.
Okay, we've been visiting with Kyle Shoulders from Macon County. When we return, we'll take a look at Murphy's Picks, and we'll do our matchup for the week when we return to the Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restoration.
Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner-owned and operated full-service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Pavement restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
All across our communities, DTC is working hard for you each and every day so you can experience amazingly fast internet no matter where you live.
It's time to bench your bad internet and bring in the real MVP, GigSpeed from DTC. For a limited time, new customers get half off Gig Internet for 2026.
Call, stop by, or visit us online to sign up. DTC, making a difference where it matters most.
And welcome back to the Box Score. As we want to thank Pavement Restorations, as always, for sponsoring, being our title sponsor, Murph. And, you know, with this first week of the playoffs, I think it adds so much excitement when you say high school football playoffs.
It really does. It's the second season, as so many people like to refer to it as. But we couldn't do it without people like PRI and the other great sponsors we have throughout the entire season. And I think most of those folks are going to be with us during basketball, too, aren't they?
Pavement Restorations, Huff and Puff Trucking, Citizens Bank, Sonica Carthage, Carthage Safeway, Community Wellness Clinic, and BDGR Excavating are our sponsors. We want to thank them because if not for them, we wouldn't be able to do this show. Our game of the week is going to be Grundy County at Cannon County. We won't have a live where you can see it broadcast live on TV. You can see the video online only at DTC3.tv and the DTC Communications Facebook page due to TSSAA restrictions, but you can still see that. Of course, that'll be preempted by the Box Score replay from 6 to 6:45. And Murph, I know that Cannon County is awful excited about hosting a playoff game.
Yeah, it doesn't come around in Woodbury very often, and the offense that they've run, the way these kids have worked so hard, it's not the same football team we saw in week one. They're excited about what hard work can do, and they've done a good job of it, and it's gonna be a fun game to watch regardless of whether it's Thursday or Friday.
Right. East Tennessee Picks, Murph, get them started. Whitwell at Joe Burns.
Well, I'll preface all of this by saying all of these teams that are involved, I think the lower seed is probably going to win the game. I think Whitwell, a number three seed, probably defeats number two Joe Burns in that one. Same with East Hamilton. I think they are a second or third seed. Columbia Central is a number one seed. But I think East Hamilton, I think they come in with an 8-2 record. They're playing really, really well. They've played a very tough schedule too. And I look for them to do very well in the postseason. And the same with Oliver Springs in North Greene. I think Oliver Springs, the lower seed there. But I've been watching them a little bit because the last two or three years, they've been making a lot of noise on the gridiron. And I think they've got a chance to do that again this week.
Let's go ahead and look at our picks in Middle Tennessee. And Murph, a big one. I know Chuck Gentry suffered a very disappointing loss to Cookeville in week 11 there. But it doesn't get any easier. A very good Riverdale team that took Oakland to the final seconds before losing that game by 7. In fact, I think Riverdale led that game at halftime. Riverdale at Lebanon, that's been a long time rivalry from when Gary Rankin was there, when Mark Medley was there at Lebanon. That's going to be a tough game.
And Riverdale's a third seed. As good a football team as they are, you know that's a killer region because Blackman, who is coached by the twin brother of the Riverdale coach, Blackman beat Riverdale and so did Oakland. That's why Riverdale's the number three seed. And I think I don't think they're going to be real nice when they move into Lebanon this week. I'm picking Riverdale to win that one. Same in the other one. Station Camp got a high seed, but that region is not real strong. I think Centennial, a number three seed, beats a number two there. And the same with White County over Hickson. White County is a very dangerous football team. I don't know why they wound up. I think they had a three-way tie for first place right at the end, and the numbers just didn't do them justice. But I think White County probably beats Hickson. I don't think Hickson's that good a football team.
Let's go ahead and look at your West Tennessee picks. Of course, not up there is Adamsville heading to East Nashville. And Murphy doesn't have to drive as far to see his grandson play. But still, you got Crockett County at Kirby.
Crockett County, a number three seed, too. I think they beat Kirby. Kirby, a team that traditionally has been pretty strong for the first couple of rounds, but I just don't see them getting past Crockett County. Crockett's got a very good ground attack, and I look for them to be playing next week as well. Same thing for Dyersburg. Bolton, a number two seed, but that's kind of a weak region, if you will, that Memphis region in 4A football. And so I think Dyersburg does very well in that regard. And then finally, Peabody at Mitchell, two really good football teams. Peabody, as good as they are, they got smacked hard 2 weeks ago by Huntington. But I think that's helped them refocus. I know they've got a new coach there, and I think Peabody will probably do well and knock off Mitchell, a team that traditionally plays two or three rounds every November.
When you look at the next one, four of the five teams that we cover are involved in the playoffs. I guess DeKalb County, the only team not to make it. But you're starting with a 1-9 York team that's heading to Gordonsville on Thursday night, Murph. And, you know, York's not a normal 1-9 team. They have played a lot of people close.
They really have. And, I think Gordonsville probably wins that game. But living in Cannon County as I do, I'm glad we're playing Grundy instead of York, because York's one of those teams, especially if you have to go to Jamestown, which is not the case, but still a dangerous team. I think Gordonsville comes out of that one okay, but I think it could be closer than what you might think.
Smith County at 4-6, heading to Bledsoe County at 8-2. That's former region combatants.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Smith County needs to play its A game, bring its A game to that. And I know Matt Dyer will do a great job in making sure that happens. But 8-2 is nothing to just, you know, slap by the side. Bledsoe's a pretty good football team, and I think that one could go either way.
Watertown at Tyner.
Well, I mentioned earlier, Tyner is just so athletic and has so much speed. Watertown's going to have their hands full. They'll have to play their A game if they're going to get past Tyner.
And they're going to have to play like they did against Giles County, a team similar to Tyner as far as style and speed.
Very much so. And then Grundy at Cannon. I think Cannon's got a really good shot at that. They're playing their best football right now, they being Cannon County. And it wouldn't surprise me if Cannon County goes maybe three rounds in this thing before it's all said and done. But we'll just have to wait and see how deep they go.
We want to thank Justin Malden, always doing a great job for us. And for Murphy Fair, I'm Terry Collins. Good night on The Box Score.
You've been listening to The Box Score. Join us weekly each Thursday for a new podcast episode. And make sure to subscribe and share so all get notified when new episodes arrive. On behalf of the crew at DTC Sports, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair, thanks for joining us.